I'm just going to hold it. I'm recording today for the first time for podcast, you guys. We've talked about doing this a while back, and a bunch of you said that if I did podcasting, that you would actually be all about it. So we've got two recorded that I did in studio, although one I faked it. It's supposed to sound like I was here. Hopefully it does. And the the other one sounds very studio. I want to talk to you guys this morning about something. Actually, the song was perfect because I have been blown away by the awesomeness of God's love for most of my life. I am astounded that God can love me. I mean, if I was God and I looked at Bob Heath, I'm going to look and say, what am I thinking? Why do I love this kid so much? Because I know me. What amazes me more, though, than that God loves me, is that He loves you. Well, wait a minute, that didn't come out right. But it's true. The thing is that sometimes I'm shocked. I don't know which is more amazing, that God loves me or that God loves you. Kind of depends on how you're treating me that day. But the thing is, I am astounded that the God who created the universe, the heavens, would love us. A few years ago, I was driving down Garnett, about to turn onto 71st Street, when the construction was happening, and they were widening 71st Street right there. And of course, Broken Arrow did like Broken Arrow always does. They take forever to widen a road. And I was coming around the corner, headed back to my house. I lived roughly half a mile from there. And I saw what looked like a wreck at that corner. I go home. I put the boys to bed. My wife sends me out for my nightly run to the grocery store. Now, guys, I know you're thinking, why do you go to the grocery store every night? Shouldn't your wife do that? Trust me, it doesn't work that way. It only works that way in the movies. You are the one who will be going to the grocery store for milk and bread on a nightly basis. And that was my mission. So about an hour after that, I head out. And I'm heading out, and I decide I'm going to go close. I don't want to go and fight the lines to go to Walmart. I'm just going to go to Albertsons there at 71st and Garnett. And as I pull out, there's a helicopter up in the sky shooting, you know, spotlight down on that on the road right there. There's police over here. Police have got the road barricaded on all four sides of the road. And I realized right then that that must not have been just a normal accident. I'm pretty smart. And then I went through the neighborhood, over through Lancaster Park and Bretton Woods, and I came out on the other side and went to Albertsons, and I come back. And now there's more police cars there, and there's an ambulance there, and a news truck, and I realize, okay, this is a really serious thing. I wonder what's going on. So I call my wife and tell her to check it out so I know what's going on. Well, it turns out that night there was a basketball game at the Broken Arrow Community Center. A bunch of guys playing basketball for fun at the Broken Arrow Community Center. Oh, I'm going to run out of time. A fight breaks out. After this fight breaks out, this guy and his daughter and his wife, his four-month-old daughter, get in the car, and they take off, and they go to start driving home. Unbeknownst to them, some guys decided to follow them. They follow them. They get to that very narrow place in the road, right there in front of RCB Bank at 71st and Garnett. And they come up behind them. You know, at that point, nobody could move. The roads were barricaded. They came up behind them and fired one shot into the car. Hit the mom in the back of the head. Baby covered in blood. Mama's killed instantly. And I was, quite frankly, very angry because it happened so close to my house. And I was kind of stunned when I heard the news about it. But the reality of it is this. We got 5 minutes, guys. Give it to me. The reality of it is this. God, if that person who did the shooting was to ask forgiveness, God would forgive them. That's amazing. That blows me away. That's the grace of God in action. The love of God in action. Romans 6, 1 and 2. This is the Bob Heath version. What do you want me to say? Go ahead and sin more so that God can show you more and more grace and forgiveness? Get real. You're already dead to sin. Wouldn't that be like living in a casket with a corpse? Anything that may come along, His grace flowing in action, His love flowing in action for you. He would forgive that guy who shot that mom, robbed that baby of its mom, husband of his wife. Ticks me off that God would do that, quite frankly. But I have to tell you, I have to repent for being ticked off that God would forgive somebody for that. And I did. But I want you guys to understand, His love is so big. And if there's something that's gone on in your life or that you ever fall into, He's there to pick you up. And don't let that be a license for you to say, okay, well, God's going to forgive me, so I'll just go ahead and sin, and He'll forgive me later anyway. That's not right. That would be like living in a casket with a corpse. Close your eyes, bow your head. I'm out of time. I had a lot more I wanted to say. Maybe there's something going on in your life this morning. Maybe there's something you've done. Maybe there's something that you're feeling guilty of. For me, lately, I've had this horrible guilt issue because I keep leaving my lifting partner standing at the gym and I keep sleeping in. That's almost like sin to me. Not really. But the point of it is, we get caught in a trap of guilt because of something we feel that we've messed up on, and we keep being drawn toward it. If there's something like that this morning and you want free from it, throw your hand up right now. Okay, quite a few of you, put your hands down. Father, this morning we lay our stuff at your feet. Your word says if we ask you to forgive us, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You said condemnation is not what you want us to feel, but instead you want us to be free. Father, we throw ourselves in the arms of your amazing love, and we accept your forgiveness. And we thank you for it this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thanks. See you next week.